This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. The process for the Church to declare that a person is a saint in heaven has in some cases taken hundreds of years. For Elizabeth, it took only 3 1/2. Elizabeth was born in 1207 into the family of the King of Hungary. When she was just 4 years old, she was given in marriage to a powerful German prince whose heir, Ludwig, was a boy of just 9. This betrothal was purely political, as were most marriages between the children of rulers of that time. It was believed that well-planned marriages would ensure friendships, increase land holdings, and strengthen political power so that both families could benefit. Elizabeth was educated as a German princess at the castle of Wartburg. She was recognized to be a bright, attractive girl, but her piety and almsgiving to the needy soon caused the mother of her future husband to form a dislike for her. Pressure against her grew until, upon the death of the ruling prince, who was Ludwig's father, some members of the court and his mother demanded that her son send Elizabeth back home. Ludwig, who was then 14, firmly refused, which quieted the opposition for a while, since his word was law. Marriages arranged by the parents often created problems outside of the political alliances they were intended to create. Seldom were there feelings of love between the husband and wife, who turned at times to others in the court for affection. Ludwig and Elizabeth loved only each other, and affectionately called each other brother and sister in public. Upon the death of the prince, Ludwig became ruler, which gave Elizabeth a greater opportunity to help her poor. One story tells of how she was observed by her husband carrying what he supposed to be a large amount of bread in her cloak. He expected to catch her taking the family supply of bread to the poor. When he commanded that the cloak be opened, out fell clusters of roses. Again, Ludwig's mother, upon hearing that Elizabeth was caring for a poor leper in the family's bed, literally dragged her son to the room to prove the excesses of Elizabeth's charity. When the bed covers were thrown back, she was amazed to find, instead of the sick leper, the form of Christ crucified. During their 6 years of marriage, Elizabeth and Ludwig had 4 children. While she was queen, she sometimes scandalized those in the court who did not care for her by appearing with her husband at public functions and sitting with him at table. She refused to eat food which she learned had been obtained through the extortion of unjust tax collectors, and continued to use the castle's food and money supplies to care for the almost 900 poor who came daily to the castle's gates. Her husband's responses to those who criticized her apparent excess was, "They will bring upon us the divine blessings." She joined the Third Order of St. Francis for lay people, and asked the Pope to appoint a spiritual advisor to help her. The Emperor Frederick II planned to lead a 5th crusade against the Turks who conquered the Holy Land. Since Ludwig was his vassal and also a close friend, he pledged to lead his own army. While he was en route to the Holy Land, Ludwig caught a fever and died. This news completely overwhelmed Elizabeth, who had prayed so hard for his safety. To make matters worse, her court enemies, led by the regent for her small son, who was still too young to rule, drove them all out into the bitter winter cold. The only shelter she could find that night was in the tool shed of an inn. The jealous regent then took her children away from her and ordered no one to help her. But she found safety with some friends who gave her a place to stay. When the people learned of her situation, strong friends came forward to aid her and forced the regent to return her children, provide her with a castle and personal money for her needs. Elizabeth pledged herself to complete poverty and used her wealth to help the sick and poor. She established a poorhouse for women and a hospital for the homeless sick. Throughout Germany are places which recall her charity, named Elizabeth's Fountain, Elizabeth's Valley, and the Field of Lilies, where she is said to have distributed bread daily to the hungry. To this day she is called Our Dear Saint Elizabeth. Elizabeth died at the age of 24 in 1231. Soon there were reports of miracles. Lepers were cured, the lame walked, the paralyzed could move, and the blind could see. After 3.5 years, upon the occasion of her canonization, her coffin was opened and her body was found incorrupt. Emperor Frederick II, who had asked for her hand in marriage, placed a golden crown on her head with these words, "Because in your lifetime you would not be crowned as my empress, I wish now to crown you as a queen in the kingdom of God." It is not only possible, but our duty in the name of charity, to pray for, love, and assist those who need our help. To the degree which we do these things for others, we do them also for Christ.